Blog Talk Radio.
Some kind of music. Kind of guy. Who kind of take off? Hey. Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke. Nah, bitch, I spit dope. I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe. With my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been known. You were hating on the low. I've been known. They were hating on the low. I've been known. He was hating on the low. I've been known. She was hating on the low. I've been new. I've been soft. Niggas flaw, niggas fake. But it's straight nothing to say. I'm busy getting that cake. How you my nigga when your true colors show that you fugazi? Paid attention, I seen it coming and witnessed it daily. Cold scratching, they messy. Bitches be broke and be petty. Hate on the low and it show cause they hate the way I get fed it. But I'm so up with my hustle. Staying down got me every penny. Nights ain't have a penny. Hurt me so bad, can't forget it. No, can't forget it. So I wake up and go get it, really from city to city, state to state, that where I'm going. Country to country, they know it's coming, they know I'ma blow. I'm worth a billion, put off some millions, I flip it for sure. I took some losses, it cost me chances, I took for this spot. I put it all in the pot, fuck it, just look at me now. I'm worth a whole lot of K, I was broke, now I'm straight. I done grew up with my faith, so stay the fuck out my face. Lord, call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
I say one time for the one time, cause they hate now. Two time for the two time, cause they fake now. Three time for the three time, cause I'm straight now. Now I'ma get money every way and every day now. Put the nigga start hating. Fuck nigga, why you flagging? You can tell I'm straight. You ain't need much, gotta ask me. I done came home, ran it up, now I'm on go. Jealous in every, got no boy hating on the low. But I been new. That they were hating on the low. I see through all that fake light window. But I'm D'd up from the feet up. I need pesos. I re-up with that re-up from the same dope. My feet up, got my teeth up. And you still broke. My feet up, got that teeth up. But you still broke. You still broke, fuck nigga. You nigga know what it is, nigga. We get real money over here, nigga. This Canada gang, nigga, I'm fresh out.
What? Call me what you want, but I bet you can't call me broke, nah. Bitch, I spit dope, I was born with the antidote. They talk about me like a hoe, with my back against the ropes. Feeling like they really with me, but really hate on the low. I've been new. You were hating on the low. I've been new. They were hating on the low. I've been new. He was hating on the low. I've been new. She was hating on the low.
Yo, 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 what's happening? Welcome back, bro. We had another episode of Real Adult Talk with SG and Mo Benz. What it do, Mo?
Yo, what's up, Black? What's up, people? What's up, world? Welcome to another Sunday fun day. So as always, roll something up, light something up, pour something up, drink something up. Come kick it with your people. Let's do it.
Okay, so shout out our top five countries tuning in.
Yeah, so let's take it from bottom to top. So number five, we got India. India holding strong on the check-in. You know what I'm saying? Big shout-out to everybody in India, the Bay of Bengal. My black folk in India, Bay of Bengal, check it out. Number four, we have Finland. So big shout-out to Finland. You know what I'm saying? Up top, Euro. Finland just been holding it down, man. We really rock with y'all because y'all rock with us. So big shout-out to Finland. Number three, we got the continent, not the country, the continent down under, our polar opposite, Australia. So, you know, we getting ready to get into the wintertime. They getting ready to get into the summertime. So a big shout out to the Outback and whatnot. Number two, as always, man, they've been holding down this number two spot for a minute. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to Brazil, South America's own Brazil. You know what I'm saying? Big shout out, peace and love to all the shades and all the beautiful people out there. And number one, of course, we have the home team, America, the beautiful. So big shout out to the East Coast, the West Coast, the South, the Great Lakes, and I come to you from New Amsterdam, a.k.a. NY City. So big shout out. So, you know, if you didn't hear your country, tell a friend to tell a friend so y'all can get on the countdown and you can get your shout out.
For sure, and I'm coming to you from ATL, the Black Hollywood.
Yes.
So
yes.
I have had, you know what, I've been washing my hair, right? I like wash my hair, and then I put my wrap on my head, but then for some odd reason or another, I have to go outside, right? And so I felt this little, you know, shebang trying to jump off in my chest, right? I felt it trying to jump off in my chest. I felt it trying to jump off in my chest and get there, take me up through there, you know? And I started taking the elderberry, you know? And so, you know, elderberry's purpose is to boost your immune system, and whatever's in your body, it's going to push it out. But you got to go through some ugly-ass phases of the elderberry, right? Because you don't even know what your immune system is silently battling. But when you start to take the elderberry every day, you finna go through some cycles. Mm-hmm. And so that's what it's been for me, like just going through these different cycles and, you know, allowing this elderberry to work. I can't blame nobody but myself. And for some reason or another, since I have been self-employed, I really be busy. Like, not for nobody else, but for myself. I really be busy. And I'm like, now, where did all this shit come from? Like, was I missing this stuff, or was it these are things that I could have already focused on and I haven't been focused on? You know what I'm saying? Like, I have no idea, but I am like, why the hell I be so damn busy? Because I really be busy. So I've been super busy. And so when I wash my hair, thinking about you're going outside, I'm just like, let's do what you got to do. And so right at the very top of the cold trying to come in, you know, I just kind of got on it and start working on it, because I'm not the type of person to really, really get sick. But I'll get sick like outside of whatever, you know, that goes on, and I really don't get bothered by that. But I will have like a cold or something once a year, you know. I'm not that sickly person. So this is my one time of trying to fight it off and fight it back. I had to go down to Florida. My dad went home. My dad was here with me for about 3 weeks handling something so I could handle some stuff. That stuff got handled, and he went back today. The longest ride ever. He truly didn't want to go back. He was talking all this crap like he was ready to leave, but he really did not want to leave his grandchildren. That was a sad moment. But, again, came back. I've just been exhausted. So I ate breakfast this morning at about 8-something, and it really wasn't much. And so I haven't eaten anything else because it was getting home. It was traffic. Then it was, okay, I'm finna go back to sleep because I've been up since early this morning. And I just grabbed something to eat. Obviously, I wanted something else, but I didn't feel like waiting. Right? So That's my weak motion, like forward motion, and I'm really sitting here like, dang, like you gotta keep going hard. But the one thing that I try to hold on to is having my weekends off.
Yeah.
It's so important. My phone may ring, but I don't schedule any work till the next week. And it's been so many years since, you know, I really wanted my weekends back to myself. Family time, you know, I have a whole family that, you know, I want to give that into. And so the last 2 weeks I've been able to do that, and it felt amazing. The only thing is when my daddy was here, he would wake me up real early in the morning, and I hated it. You know what I'm saying? I was like, all right, time for you to go home.
What, to cook? What? I mean, you was getting up early for what?
He would just get up early and be talking loud. Like, you start already with the kids, like, super early. I'm like, no, you need a little tiny house in the backyard and a way to call them and have them come back there. And you talk loud out there, like, I need my peace and quiet, you know? And that made me sleep longer because I actually slept for a good part of yesterday. But, you know, when you sleep, your body heals itself. And so my body was, you know, trying to do what it was doing yesterday. But no matter how much I thought that I had got rest, my body wanted more rest. So here's where I am, back to a whole nother full week. I really enjoyed the fact that I didn't have to take the kids to school. I didn't have to take the kids to school over the last couple of weeks. He was doing that, you know, spending time with them, doing what he needed to do. So, yeah, that was amazing. Amazing. That was my amazing week. Couple weeks, still diving, still learning, still growing in my spiritual mission. So how was your week?
Yes, so my week was good, man. My week was pretty awesome, man. I feel good. So this week I'm calling it getting on the same page. So, of course, my wife, she's getting ready to go to Montreal next weekend. Her and her mother are going to take a nice little trip, a couple days to kind of just, you know, for them to, like, hang out and stuff like that. So this is giving me some time to just relax and, you know, take our like, you know, quarterly breaks, per se. So I'm looking forward to that. But me and my wife just get on the same page as far as the business, how we're going to really, you know, make it work to our advantage and different things that we're going to tweak. So that's been cool. Big shout out to my homie Aldo down in Memphis, friend of the show. You know, he came on the show a couple of times. So he hit me up on a FaceTime. I hadn't talked to him in a while, so that was cool. And I really never FaceTime. I just don't even, you know, use that feature. But, you know, it was just good, you know, seeing my good friend and us, you know, chopping it up. You know what I'm saying? So that was just good energy. And, yeah, man, just, you know, getting on the same page with everything. So, you know, I just want to keep this good energy going, man, because I'm in a good place. So that's my week. Yes.
I definitely want to be like you when I grow up, taking these partnership breaks that you able to go on.
Yeah.
you be like.
I married life. You need these, man. You need these. You need these.
You know,
that's
I'm
the biggest advice
you,
I give to anybody that's not married.
Right. You know? Just to have your breaks and do what you got to do.
Exactly.
All right, so what I was saying is I learned a lot from you in that aspect. And a lot of decisions that I can say that I truly make, based on how you be moving.
Oh, man.
Based on how y'all be moving.
You.
Like,
each one.
Understanding that. You know, I had an event this weekend. I had an event this weekend with some amazing people, and it was a great combination of folks, right? Great energy, great combination of folks.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, being here to work and enhance and so on and so forth, to see things from different people's perspective. And one of the things that I told them was, listen, we all want this thing called love, right? We all want love. We all want this, my partner, my husband, my wife, my this, my that, right? But are we truly prepared for it? Because forever is a long time.
Forever.
And until you get out of your head, huh?
Now, I was just saying the outcast, when you said forever. Yes, forever. So go ahead.
Until you get out of your head thinking the what ifs and so on, until you meet your person and knowing that, you know, no matter what, yeah, there's a chance that it could go south, but you don't focus on that. You focus on loving this individual. You focus on being positive to this individual. You focus on being your best version of you for this individual. You focus on the connection and the bond that you and this individual have. People don't even know that you don't even meet people like that often.
Mm-hmm.
That's not something that you're going to readily come across. So when you find it, it may take you some time to get to where you truly want to be at with your person. Y'all may have to go through some shit. You know, and you hear certain things, and be like, oh, I ain't breaking up the makeup with nobody, and this is that other. Me and my life partner had to do a couple makeup to break up.
Yeah, no.
We had to. Because that was the only way that I would get to the point that I'm at now to realize that this is my person and I don't want nobody but him. You got to go through some trials and tribulations.
Yes.
But when it's all said and done, the flip side of it is so beautiful, you know?
Yeah, it can be. Definitely can be.
So, you know, I pay attention to Mo and, hey, you know, give your person their space, because I was not a space type person at first. And a lot of this, and I'm speaking on this because a lot of this is the people that we around and the crazy ass shit that we listen to. I wasn't a space. What you mean you need your own space, this, that, other? And now when I talk to him about, hey, you know, are you doing something? Do you want a date to yourself? He be looking at me like I'm crazy. Like, what the fuck you mean? Fuck you trying to do? You know what you talking about? Who are you? Yeah. I'm not using this person. But you know, I just want to thank you because certain habits I've picked up, and just realizing that with forever, you're gonna go through your ups, you're gonna go through your downs.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay to voice your opinion. It's okay to voice, you know, how you feel, because that's your God-given right.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you gotta stick it out. And don't let ain't nobody else. Notice I never said Mo was relationship goals. I said Mo gave me good advice. You feel me? There's a difference.
Yeah, definitely.
There's a difference than claiming somebody's relationship goals.
Yeah, because nobody's relationship is perfect. So, you know what I'm saying? You just learn. Take bits and pieces that you might see working, or, you know, like, all right, let me try that in my relationship and see if it can be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's how you gotta look at it. But yeah, man, so that's what's up. That's what's up.
And,
get to the stuff, and shout out to the little tease in the world famous Chopper. It's a particular rap artist that dropped the album this week. I'm gonna give my review on it, but talking about, like, you know what I'm saying, somebody that I, like, really can relate to, and, like, I think it's just an inspirational person. And a person, when they first came out, the last person that you would have thought would kind of glow up in this way, I'm gonna give a shout out, man, because I always search for, like, inspiration and different things. I get a lot of inspiration just in music, so that's a little tease, man. But, you know, talking about when you find that special person and that person can help you glow up, I think this person exudes that. So, little tease in the world famous Chopper coming up later. So,
okay, and Carly Grove will be out November 17th for my down south folks.
Okay, okay, all right. Shout out to the South too, man. Big shout out, man. You know what I'm saying? I got a lot of love for the South. Yes, yes, yes.
Lil Wayne, that's Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz, Carly Grove too.
Oh, really? Okay. Oh, that's another one. Okay, yeah, it's popping. Like, music is popping right now. So, like I said, I got a couple of reviews. I'm going to set up Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chopper, talking about what I'm going to be, you know, talking about. So, the World Famous Chopper, stay tuned. Yeah, I got a lot of insight into what's hot in these streets right now. So, well, what's up with this topic,
right,
though?
Mo, Mr. Mo the Intellectual.
Ah, all right. I'll take that.
At what point is self-love, at what point does self-love become selfish? Meaning, you put yourself first, your wants and needs and how you want to feel. People, they put everybody before them because they feel like it's the right thing to do. Mom, dad, relationships. At what point, as a married man, I want to hand it to you first. At what point is the self-love becomes selfish, i.e., your mom need assistance, your mom need help, your dad need help. But I think your dad crossed over, something like that. But
yes.
Some, whoever living, they need some assistance, right? And you go, mm-hmm. you're like, okay, I'm rendering you assistance, but, you know, let's be mindful. I got my own life, my own wife, you know, my own business. And you like, yeah. okay, I'm going to assist you as much as I can, but I still have to be mindful of that. And he's like, you know, my peace is important. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's chaotic. And he said, well, I can help you to this extent. But then your family looking at you like, well, wait a minute. What you mean to this extent? You need to just drop everything that you're doing to go all out for this person. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, they got a million and one excuses. You need to do this. You need to do that. At what point does self-love become selfish? And does it?
All right. Fascinating question. So, you know, I was trying to write down some points that I was going to talk about. I'm going to try to freestyle this. I'm just going to come off the dome and maybe give some insight into, you know, my experiences and stuff like that, especially being hashtag happily married man. So, once again, Black is posing this question for tonight's topic. And once again, it is, at what point does self-love become selfish? So first off, I would say self-love is definitely important. And it's important because you cannot pour from an empty cup. So before you can be in position to help somebody else, you know, physically, financially, spiritually, you know what I'm saying? You have to be full, you know what I'm saying? And the only way to really become full is to, you know, through self-love. You know what I'm saying? So self-love is just, you know, knowing your worth and just taking care of yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, and that's through nutrition, health, diet, working out, you know, doing things mentally to stimulate you, keep you in the right frame. So, you know, that's important because, you know, like I said, if you're not feeling good about yourself, it's really hard to help somebody else. So I think that's definitely needed, that self-love part. Now, when you can become selfish is when you just kind of just cater to more of your wants and, you know, not focus on the needs. You know what I'm saying? So when you just want certain things and you're just doing whatever you need to do to get these wants and it's really maybe not something that's needed, that's when it can become selfish, especially if you're not you know, because a lot of times you might get so self-absorbed that you can't even see it. You know what I'm saying? Because you're in it. You're doing it. So, you know, your mate could see that, like, wow, you know, this is kind of selfish, you know, what you're doing. So, like I just mentioned earlier in the program, how, like, I've had an awesome week because, you know, I feel like me and my wife has gotten on the same page. You know what I'm saying? And you could be with your significant other for years and years and years, but a lot of times you can get off track. Communication lacks, and you know what I'm saying? You could be reading the same book, but you're in different chapters, you know? So I felt that the reason why, you know, this week was good is because, so, and that's just through communication because, you know, like I said, we have a business and the business can be stressful, you know, like, you know, as far as inventory, where it's going to go, and then, you know, making sure everything's on point, and then just having time for each other, you know what I'm saying? You don't want to put so much, like you just alluded to, you put so much time into a career or a job, you know, just doing what you can to stay on your grind, but then forgetting about the household and you know, communication and spending time with each other, so... You know, I just think, you know, that's where it can become selfish, you know, if you're not kind of seeing a bigger picture. So, yeah, you know, I just think, you know, a lot of times, you know, it comes down to wants outweighing the needs. And, you know, a lot of times it takes communication to really kind of to see that from each other. So, you know, that's how I'm going to answer it at first. Now, I'm eager to hear, Black, your, you know, opinion on maybe what I said, and then, you know, if you can give your thoughts on, you know, at what point does self-love become selfish?
Okay. So,
Hold on, let me wipe my phone off. About I don't know what the hell this is. Story time. You know, this is why we still do this, to be transparent.
Yeah.
And so, little people drink on their podcast. I eat some time over here. I haven't eaten anything since 8 o'clock this morning, so that's what I'm doing.
Okay.
So we're going to do a talk and chew. But I got a little story time.
Yeah.
Okay. In 2009, I left Florida. My mom, my dad, my family left Florida because I knew my order is like, there's nothing else here. And I want to tell the people that's like around their family and friends and you contemplate no moving, don't let somebody else judgment dictate whether you're going or not. We all have our own destinies. And my Ori was telling me it was time to leave Florida. So I left. One of the best decisions I could ever make. Now, my mom and dad got married twice. They had a child each time they were married, and then my mom had a child from someone else in between the divorce. My family accepted my sister, you know, and looked out, so on and so forth.
Okay.
So, my dad and mom got divorced when I was about 5, but they had already been separated.
Mm-hmm.
My mom used to always say dirty dog. She would never say why. She's like dirty dog. But my dad was never able to be present as he should as a parent in our life for whatever reasons or another, addictions that he was battling. But I knew my family. I was closer with my dad's side of the family more than I was my mom's side of the family. A couple of people that we grew up with, but, you know, it's like, I don't know, I was just, you know, I grew up more so with my dad's side of the family.
Okay.
I'm his only girl, biologically. So, me and my mom was hella close. I left in 2009, getting to the bag. My mom became ill. Oral cancer.
Mm.
Now, at this point, I'm in the peak of my porn career.
Mm.
I'm jumping off. So many people ready to work with me. I'm flying to California this day. I'm flying to Miami this day. Shout out to TT from Invasion Angels. Like, you know, I'm doing what I'm doing. So,
yeah.
In the mix of them calling me saying, hey, something up, you need to come, I'm jumping on the flight expeditiously, going down to Florida. Hey, what's up? She good? Checking on her. You know what I'm saying? Da-da-da. I'm doing what I can. But my family wanted me to drop everything that I was doing to come back home. Your mother's sick. None of that shit matters. Just come back home, get a job, to be around your mama. Now, at that point, I wagered it out. Yeah, I can go back home, get a job, continue the cycle, but I would be extremely unhappy. What can I do, giving up everything that I'm doing, aligning with my destiny to go home to a family, you know, something that is inevitable. I wasn't an Ifa then. I wasn't a devotee of Ifa. So we knew what was happening, and we knew it was inevitable, right? So
yeah.
An inevitable process, you wanted me to go home and just spend the rest of her days with her, which, you know, cool. But I was like, I can't do that. And so that was something I always take because that was something, you know, my sister, just me and my sister didn't, it's always bumping heads. I'm Aquarius, she a Leo, both females, you know. So she used that to say, oh, you didn't really care. Yeah, you didn't really care because you could have came home, da-da-da, you doing this, you doing that. You just looking at what you see. You don't know what I'm doing. Because if I wouldn't have traveled the destiny that I traveled, I wouldn't be where I am today. I can assure you that. I wouldn't be where I am today. I wouldn't be who I am.
Yeah.
So fast forward.
Yeah.
Last time I seen my mom in 2011, we was all crying. Because at that point, you know, she was just there. And Mother's Day 2011 was the last time I was able to speak to my mom. And May 29th, she passed away.
Okay.
Something that I thought about, but I didn't allow it to weigh on my heart, was, did I make the right decision? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I say, well, if this is a decision that I was guided to, obviously it was the right decision. Okay?
Yeah.
No. Fast forward.
2023. Okay, so we here.
We here now. My dad and I, we don't have the best relationship. We have a functioning relationship.
Okay.
We barely talk. We can be in the same house. We're going to talk as needed. That's how I got the relationship. And I have it like that on purpose. You know, just be thankful you allowed in my damn house. How about that? So, I try to be there, try to be supportive of him. You know, his health declining now, physical and mental. I try to be supportive now. He is the one that my granny, she spoiled him. She catered to him, whatever he wanted, whatever he needed. She really spoiled him. And, of course, my mission here on earth is to become more in tune with my emotions. This is why I'm, like, second-guessing myself. My mission is to become more in tune with my emotions, right? And I get that, right? I get that. But, okay, my grandmother passed away about 10 years ago. So then he had my stepmom. She really didn't have too many don't do's because of all the shit he done did. She really didn't have too many. But one of the major ones was broken. One of the ones she had zero toleration for. And he lived a hell of a life. But there's one rule she had a zero toleration for. He broke it. He's going through a divorce. Mentally, it's fucking him up because you've been with somebody damn near 30 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You've been with
yeah.
this person for damn near 30 years. This person allowed you to have your way. This person gave you everything. Y'all sat down and argued. Y'all had a nice toxic relationship that was set up for y'all.
Nice toxic.
So now he's taking this toxicity, trying to find somewhere to get comfortable, to bury the toxicity, right? To be able to house. Where is he going to go that somebody's going to allow him to be who they are, you know, and house that energy? So, you know, it was a good thing he got to spend time with his grandkids because, you know, he told me, he said, I wasn't able to be a father to y'all, and there's nothing I can do about that now, but I just want to be there for my grandchildren. No problemo. I didn't argue. I didn't go back and forth. I didn't even rebut it. I just said, okay, right? And so you there with your grandchildren. That's what you're there for. So, you know, even being grown, within the last 5 years, he has treated me less than his daughter. And all of the people that he was always there for, all of the people he always let come stay with him, none of these people fucking with him right now. He got four sons. None of them fucking with him. But yet, I'm the one that my family coming to saying, well, he don't know how to be on his own. And, you know, yeah, you just got to, you know, you just got to cater to him. What? I said, listen, I don't mind him coming to visit and staying for a couple weeks, but I need my peace. I need my sanity. I need my, you know, I need to be able to love myself. And there's no respect. You know what I'm saying? There's no respect that he has on the boundaries and the foundation that I have laid here. You feel me? And when I see that, no matter who you are, I can't deal with that. When I go in my shrine room, I'm in my shrine room praying. If I take my children in my shrine room, don't call their name. Don't bother my children that we in the shrine room. You know what I'm saying? We doing, you know, we doing spiritual work. It's no respect. You know, if you say, hey, he on punishment, and I let it be, then I say, hey, you on punishment, you let him sneak and still have fun. There's no boundaries to what this is, and y'all want me to accept it. They tell me today, well, he's been catered to his whole life. Well, y'all cater to him. I love the man because, you know, he a part of why I got here. Does self-love, does my self-love make me selfish?
I mean, no, I definitely, I mean, if you're asking me this question, you know what I'm saying? I think no. I mean, you know, everybody has their own life to live, you know what I'm saying? So, no, I think like I said before, you can't pour from an empty cup. You want to be there for your family and things of that nature, but at the end of the day, you still got to be there for yourself, you know? And,
right.
You know, and you can do your best to be there because, of course, you know, you love your family. You love your mother. You know, you were there for, you know, at some point. But, you know, you were into your career and starting certain things. And, you know, and at that point, you know, you probably was like, I can't stop what I'm doing now because I'm building up a following.
Oh,
and,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But either way, I still had bills and shit that I had to pay wouldn't nobody could help me pay. We're going to get to the second portion of this now. Because you got so many
people
that'll be like, no, because they do. My cousin, the one who's telling me to, you know, just suck it up. She got a whole family. She the breadwinner. You know, something go wrong, she got to take everything on her shoulder. Even my life partner. My life partner in a very similar situation, but he just told a different path. He's miserable. He has no peace. You know what I'm saying? It's costing. It's taxing on him financially, mentally, you know what I'm saying, to be in the situation he's in just to help, you know what I'm saying, a situation go. That's just where his heart is. And I look, I'm like, these amazing people, but that's not my choice or my decision to do that. So I'm like, I know they probably looking at me like, you selfish motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? Now, everybody said, oh, man, forget this and, you know, hang up this and we'll help you, right? So ultimately, I hung it up, right? You know, in 2013, I ultimately hung it up. I had stuff that I had already shot. But I listened to my family. Man, come home. We got you. We got you. Don't worry about it. My black ass went home, gave it up. Nobody can help me how I was living because these motherfuckers ain't even living nowhere close to how I was living. And that's when I realized that People just want to do something to say that they're doing something, but they really can't. You really got to follow your own destiny. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not a vocal person. You could catch me on social. I'm not a bragger. You know, I might be like, went and did this, or, you know, I might show off some perfume, but I'm very, very low key. So don't nobody know how I'm doing what I'm doing or how I'm living or none of that. So when I did give up shit, y'all couldn't truly help me. So it comes to that point where I ask myself, okay, am I doing the right decision by continuously going and growing? He only see me in my office. You don't know what I'm doing here. You might come in here and I'm laying down. You just see me down here all day long. That's all you do. You don't know what I got going on because I don't say anything. You know, I leave, go grocery shopping, come back in the house. I'm back in the office. I'm here. I'm doing this, doing that. He don't know none of what I'm doing. So the lack of respect that's there, or the lack to feel like I'm supposed to stop what I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm like, okay, God, am I getting a second chance? You know what I'm saying? To do this again, but this would be the wrong second chance. But it's not about the right or wrong that somebody has done to you. It's about leading with a pure heart, right? This is something they teach you in Ifa.
Yeah.
So leading with a pure heart. Me having a pure heart is me saying, okay, I will assist. But if this is the test to say, am I going to give up my peace? Am I going to give up my goals? Am I going to give up all of these things just for him to have a place to stay and for me to walk under his shadow? No. I will be unfulfilled. You know what I'm saying? If this is the token of life for me to say, to help others become closer to spirit, I do that already. I do that already, God. I don't know what you're saying. But it's like, I know that me just saying, okay, come and stay. Like, he don't like to stay nowhere full time. He's just really, like, stick and move at this point. But, you know, they're like, well, what you going to do? I have no idea what y'all going to do because I can't compromise my peace. I love me too much to compromise my peace for somebody else's pleasure.
Yeah.
Now, I can compromise some other things. I can walk away from a situation easy. That shit don't work, baby. I can walk away and never look back at you ever again. I've mastered that. You know what I'm saying? You never existed in my life. I can let you have the last word. I can, you know, let you be the pettiest, even though I'm the captain of the petty squad. I can do a lot of things, but just me compromising my peace, and that's like, if it's my life partner and he old and, you know, senile or whatever, I got to deal with that, right? But we have these things kind of twisted, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, when it comes to this, me and my life partner are the exact opposite, because he rather live in misery, and I'm like, and I'd be so mad at him because he's choosing misery over doing the right thing. So now he's watching me navigate through this, like, okay, I can be there, but da-da-da. And he's like, I'm going to help regardless. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Great. We in the same situation, but we handle it. Well, she need more help than my daddy. But we in the same situation, but we handle it completely fucking different. And I'm like, you know, maybe this is what sets me out from everybody else that I know, because I see so many people that's like, well, you got to give this up and you got to do this, right? So many people, I talk to so many people, oh, I would do porn, but my family. Oh, I would practice this religion, but my family, right? There's so many people that are trained to look back on what their family is doing to follow a path so that somebody can be proud of them. Be proud of your fucking self. So can self-love become selfish? Not to you, but to other people it can. It can. And so you have to be mindful that self-love is love of self. It ain't the love that everybody else got for you. It's the love of self, because people will use you to fuck up till they can't use you no more. I'd have been out here, bruh, and had to stay in a fucking hotel room for 2 weeks with my children until my place got ready, because that man would not let us come to that house. I done been through some shit, you understand me? And I still say, okay, I'm going to open up my door to you. Because I tried to help him. You know what I'm saying? And I still open up my door. So with all the shit that I done been through in my life, self-love doesn't make me selfish. But to you, it may make me selfish. You know what I'm saying? To you over there, it may make me selfish. We got to pay attention to our own destiny more, our own journey. Father, I see, you know, you're going through it. I'm here to help. You know, what can I do to help you other than compromise myself?
Yes.
Right? And these are the things that I want my children to see, because, again, I'm going to grow old. And guess what? Out of all of my children, do I really think that every single one of my children going to drop everything they're doing to come on my side? Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? But I also teach them to be self-sufficient. Like, people are like, oh, my children don't have to pay no bills if they in the house. This is a product of that. Yes, you want to teach your children to pay bills. Yes, you want to teach them to pay their way. You want to teach them how to be stand up. Because what if something happens to you? Then what? People don't think about that. You just setting these children up for failure, trying to just say, oh, okay, you ain't got to kick them out when they're 18, but still make them pay you more than $400 a month. Make them pay bills to you. Even if you want to put that money up aside to, you know, until they get ready to move out and turn it back over to them, you know, help them buy a house or put a down payment, whatever you want to do. But make them see that nothing in life was given to you, because that's what my mother did to me. And, baby, I haven't been out here since I've been 18, and I'm 41. My mother gave us tough love. She said, I can baby you, but the streets aren't. The real world is not going to baby you, so why would I do that? So we night and day. I'm the one that got up out of all of the family. My brother left first, my mother's son. Then I left. Everybody else, they stayed close. They were people dependent.
Yeah.
My mama didn't play that shit. My mama wasn't with it. My mama said no.
Yeah, no, that's interesting, though. I mean, because, yeah, you know, you left the nest, you know what I'm saying? And you followed your own destiny, you know? And that's, and you have every right to do that. So, and I did the same thing. So I can definitely relate to where you're coming from. I left Cleveland at 18 and never looked back, you know? I always go back because, you know, my love of family is definitely there. You know, the Great Lakes, you know, I love going back because, like I said, to me, the Great Lakes by way of Cleveland is a place where I can always go back and just fall right back in line. But I really needed to get away to just become who I am and to just really indulge in the person I'm supposed to be, you know, because Cleveland to me just seemed limited. And I just needed to see a broader spectrum of the world. So, you know, that's why I left. So, no, like you said, and I think you summed it up best when you said, you know, self-love is not selfish to self, you know, it's just, it could just be selfish from the perception of other people, but, you know, you have to love yourself. And I think that just goes back to what I said before is, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like I really connect with that slogan because if my cup is not full, I cannot pour. I can't pour into somebody or something. You know what I'm saying? I have to be full with love of self for me to even be able to provide and give emotional or financial or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Mental, spiritual support. I gotta be full of self. You know what I'm saying? And when you're full of self love, you glow. You got a natural glow. You know what I'm saying? And I definitely experience that. I see that in other people. You know, I see when somebody's glowing because of self-love, because they really, you know, start putting themselves first to get to where they needed to be. And then once they do that, now you can bless other people, you know, because, you know, you've taken that light to you know, fill yourself up. So I definitely agree, man. Nice.
Right.
Topic, so.
Yep, you got it right. And we don't do that. We don't do that enough because that's not something that we're taught.
Exactly.
People would give up. But that's my mom, and that's my dad, and that's my brother, and that's my sister. And, yeah, you're right. But you got to find a way to maneuver things because all of these people around me, they're miserable.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm able to see. The people that have given up themselves for somebody else, they're miserable. It's not selfish to love self.
Mm-hmm.
It's not selfish. And you got to know that. You
come
before anything else. Because guess what? We were all born with our own journey individually. Our journey does not have anything to do with us stopping ourselves from reaching our destiny to help somebody else. It's like a relationship, right? Nick Cannon said it best. He did an interview. And I think they were asking him something about Mariah Carey. He just said, listen, he said, if I'm here in my career, you know, he said, if somebody is here in their career and the other person is not where they are or they're working on building themselves up, it is very selfish of the person that's working on building themselves up to want the person that has achieved their merits and achieved a lot of what they wanted to stop what they're doing. To wait on somebody or stop what they're doing to turn around to pull you up where they're at. That's selfish. And when he said that, it hit home because it's like, look, I can date somebody that's not doing what I'm doing because, hell, I've dated people that I wasn't doing what they're doing. But in the interim, it's my duty to get me where I need to go, and it's your duty to get you where you need to go. When we reach a certain point, we can go in and do what we got to do. But I'm not obligated to take care of nobody, even my life partner. I'm not obligated to take care of my life partner. This is what he's not obligated to take care of me. You know what I'm saying? Sure. And that's just how I feel now. If there's some things that I want done, you know, of course, he going to do it. Some things that he won't done, he going to do it. But my life partner will not take a fucking dollar from me. You understand me? These are things that I had to go through and experience outside of that on our breaks and our separations and looking at these men out here. Why the fuck would I want a man that I got to help when I got a man that won't even take a fucking dime from me? I prefer, I'm going to take the latter. I'm going to take the one that I ain't, that won't take no money from me for $1,000. Like, this love shit takes a long time. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot that go along with it. But you got to, you can't stop what you're doing to go back and help somebody else that's basically going to drown anyways.
Mm.
You understand me?
Point.
You're going to go and stop what you're doing. It's okay to the check in. It's okay to da-da-da-da-da-da, right? And I'm not saying wish nothing on somebody, but use your common sense. Look, who helped you get to where you was? You know what I'm saying? Continue to pray through the process. But for you to stop what you're doing to, in hopes that somebody else is going to finally fulfill their dreams based on the help that you give me, that's a lesson I had to learn the hard way. Because I wanted everybody to reach these things. Why? Why did I want that so bad, Mo? Because no fucking body I knew was there to help me. Nobody I grew up with, nobody that was in my family, my people that was there for me was people that became family in the streets. That's who gave me a lift up. That's who made sure I was safe. Listen, I got a very important trip coming up. Well, I said, okay, y'all help me with this flight. Do you know the only motherfucker that helped me with the flight is my motherfucking best friend, Smooth?
Mm.
Wasn't no family. Wasn't nobody I grew up with. My motherfucking best friend, Smooth, was the only motherfucker that helped me with this flight. Generously at that. So when you talk about all what you got to do and this, that, and other, and yada, yada, your support and your help don't come from the people closest to you. But that don't mean that you cut them off, because I still help them. I still help them to an extent. I keep them out of my business. You don't know what I'm doing, how I'm doing it. You don't know what I'm making. You don't know shit. If you on any of my social medias, you see me talking noise, cracking jokes, or talking about Ifa or my children. You know what I'm saying? I'm not that, you know what I'm saying? You see me hustling, but you don't know what's coming out of it. I just don't. Because none of my fucking help, none of my soldiers, none of my riders came from the people that I grew up with, the people that I'm related to. And a part of that could be that they can't help you. But a major part of that is, well, if you didn't made it this far, then what you need my help for? People want to talk because there's a jealous bone in their body. There's a hating bone in their body, right? Because they did not live out their dreams. They did not do what they wanted to do because they were focused on what others had to say. And that's where that come from. We tend to put it all on us. Oh, they hate me. They hate. No. They hate your energy, your ashe, not you. You were able to go do this or you were able to go do that. You live in the life that you want to live. That's what they hate. So when I say this to say all together, you still have to leave with a pure heart. But I'm at that point in my life where I've learned well enough that I done kept plenty of people that still ain't where they should be. So to me, that was a sacrifice, right? But look, I got to write off all this money as a sacrifice. So not only will we can't do that no more, but let me sit my ass on this fucking porch and let me keep my head down. Let me keep my business to myself. I keep telling y'all, stop putting your business on social media. Stop anything that makes any sense. Stop moving that way. You got to unlearn and relearn. That's the premise of everything that I teach. Unlearn and relearn. Unlearn what you're doing and relearn a different way. Because obviously the shit you was taught ain't working. Mo?
Well,
I got to the 10 o'clock.
Yeah, you summed it up. So shout out. So once again, tonight's topic is at what point does self-love become selfish? So I think this was an awesome conversation. Thanks to Black for sharing. And, I think it was definitely a enlightening conversation. So with that being the case, let's shift gears to my favorite part of the show. So this is the world-famous chop-up. So for anybody that's new to the show, this is the part of the show where I get a chance to just talk on certain things that I thought was interesting throughout the week, things that got me inspired, you know, things that I just want to, you know, tap into and speak on it. So as I always do, you know, before I run down my topics of the night, Black, was there anything that you was tripping on this past week that you was like, you know what, I'm going to bring this to the world famous chop up and we're going to speak on it?
No, not this week.
All right. I got it. I got it from here anyway. So a lot of things going on in the news, so I can hold this down. So, all right. So like I did a tease at the beginning of the show. I was saying that when we were talking about, you know, certain things like life partners and glow up and stuff like that. So I just want to give a shout out to Gucci Mane. He just dropped a new project called Breath of Fresh Air. And to me, it was like a breath of fresh air this week. You know what I'm saying? Listening to some Gucci, I got into myself. And, you know, it's funny because, I zone out to music. You know, that's where I love to read and I love to listen to music. Those two things, because my imagination can just run wild and, you know, just different energies I can just tap into. And it's funny, you know, as far as the South-ish, you know what I'm saying? It's like that show that used to be on HBO, like Game of Thrones, where you see certain people pop off and then, you know, you might start like, you know, kind of gravitating and listen to their music. And then you're like, damn, you know, this person really sounding a certain way in this, and they might be feeling themselves, and then somebody else come out and it just kind of shifts your whole thing. So that's kind of what happened. So, you know, it's funny because I listen to everything, you know, but lately I've been really grooving to a lot of South artists because, you know, South is doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? So shout out. So I would say in the past like last month or so, I've really been vibing out to Yo Gotti. You know, big shout out to Memphis and Moneybagg Yo and who's the other one? Is that Glorilla? You know, because they've been putting on, you know what I'm saying? And what's interesting about it, though, when it comes to that Memphis sound, you know, shout out to A-Ball and MJG, of course, you know, and 3-6 Mafia, they the OGs, right? But, you know, I really dig my guy, Young Dolph. You know, rest in peace to that dude, man. So, and it's just wild. I'm not saying anything because, you know, you don't know. But, you know, when you just see certain people come up, especially somebody else, like, you know, of course, we all know what happened to Young Dolph. But then when you see certain other artists, they kind of, you know, this person was doing their thing, but now they're not here, we can kind of take off. And it kind of just seems like that's what kind of happened. And that's what happened. That's the nature of the beast or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, shout out to Key Glock. You know, of course, he's been doing his thing. But anyway, I say that to say this. Gucci Mane, you know what I'm saying? And we all know it. Gucci Mane, when they had the Versus, Gucci Mane and Jeezy, they had their situation or whatever. And I just really dig his story, you know what I'm saying, as far as Gucci, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, he's had like two different careers. Everybody remember the chubby Gucci that came out, and you know, he talks about it in a lot of his songs, how like, you know, he was, you know, from the trap and, you know, grew up in, from Alabama, but became a man in Georgia, Atlanta, and wasn't the healthiest when he was younger, you know, doing a lot of drugs, drinking, just living that rap life, and still in the streets somewhat and all that, to the point that he went to jail, right? But the one part that I will say, you know, if you get with the right female, the right life partner or whatever, things can switch up, and you know, and you just never know how your life could just, you know, I guess blossom. So I say that to say this, you know, his new album, just to give my review, thumbs up. You know, I was just saying rest in peace to Young Dolph, you know, on the new Gucci album, Breath of Fresh Air. He's got like two songs with Young Dolph. So it's just like, wow, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was missing this, you know what I'm saying? Of course, Young Dolph is no longer with us, but, you know, I guess him and Gucci had some songs they had recorded before he passed away. So for him to put it back out there, you know, have a song with Key Glock, you know, just it shows you what that other side of Memphis, you know what I'm saying? No disrespect to Yo Gotti and Moneybagg Yo and everything they got going on over there, but, you know, I just love what Young Dolph brought to the game. It's just sad that he's not here no more. And I like how, you know, Gucci's always been like a rebel in his own way, always moved to his own beat, you know, never just catered to a particular, you know, he just did his own thing. So I just thought it was just dope, man. So shout out to that. He's got a couple other people on the project. He's got DaBaby, 21 Savage, Kodak Black, J. Cole. And then I really like the album cover. You know, the album cover is him, his wife, and his two young kids. And it's just dope, man. Like, I shout out to my wife because she had bought this book, and then I kind of, like, jacked it from her. You know what I'm saying? I started reading it myself. But the Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness, you know what I'm saying? So that's definitely in our book collection. And I was able to just bring that back out and, you know, just to see his, you know, his behind-the-scenes story and all this. It's just inspirational, man. So been really vibing to that. And then another part, too. So, you know, when I really zone into an album I like, I know I really like an album because then I start, like, going back and listening to past projects. So it was another, you know, I guess collaboration album that he had. It's called So Icy Boys. And I don't know if it was volume. I think it was, like, volume 2 or whatever. But just been vibing to that, too, man. That's just a dope, you know, one of my favorite, you know, Gucci projects because it's a collaboration. But so interesting, too, man. This was kind of sad because I was listening to it, just listening to it last night, and it was this guy. His name is Big Scar. And he had some of the best verses on the album. And I'm just vibing to it, like, damn, this is dope. I'm like, all right, I wonder, because I guess he signed to Gucci Mane, you know, label. So let me see if he got some solo stuff. And then I went to my title, put in his album, and like blah, blah, blah. And then I, you know, just Googled him or whatever. And it was just sad to see that he had, he died. You know, I'm like, wow. And he died from like overdose and stuff like that. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I just been kind of zoning out to that whole, to Gucci's whole catalog and just seeing certain things. But Fresh Air, it was kind of like a breath of fresh air this week as far as just good music. It really just got me in tune and just seeing what he brings to the table. He's got a long discography, man. You can listen to old Gucci. Before he went to jail, you can listen to the new Gucci after jail and, you know, him with his wife and stuff like that. And, you know, his book is great. He's got an autobiography, too. I haven't read the autobiography, but this Gucci Mane Guide to Greatness, definitely like just a good inspirational book. You know, you can really just see his thought process, man. So I just wanted to give a shout out, man. I like when somebody's just doing their thing and they got an interesting story. You know what I'm saying? So I just wanted to kind of showcase that. So also, speaking of the South, shout out. And this is a tease. Actually, let me just set this up because this is going to be a tease of what I'm going to be talking about on this Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So once again, the Tuesday edition of the World Famous Chop Up, that's 8 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time, each and every Tuesday on X or Twitter, you know, however you want to call it. But definitely to access that show, just follow the Twitter page, MoBins, MoBinns. Or you can follow the World Famous Chop Up. It's called the at Rap Sports Life. Just click the follow on any one of those and you'll be plugged in. But and shout out to my co-host, Kev Herc. So we're going to be talking about well, three things, because we always have three awesome topics that we just run down for the people. But the first topic, it's going to be like a women's show kind of catered, because, you know, it's a couple women's stories that were like really got me inspired, or, you know, just was like a dope story or whatever. So anyway, one of the stories basically is going to be called, let me see, because I kind of wrote this on my phone. Let me see if I can bring it up. I don't even know if I can find it now. Where is it at? Anyway, basically shout out to the Las Vegas Aces, right? So they basically, yeah, all right, so I got my notes right here. So shout out to the Vegas Aces, Las Vegas Aces. They're back-to-back WNBA champions. Just a great story. You know, basically they had their press conference. Their press conference was going up. I forgot the star player's name, but I'm going to definitely do my research a little bit more into the story and talk about it. But Becky Hammond, I think is her name. She's the women's head coach of the team. She used to be an assistant coach. She was like the first women's assistant coach. She was with the San Antonio Spurs during the whole Tim Duncan era. She was under Greg Popovich because, you know, Greg Popovich is the head coach there, but she's been coaching the Aces. And like I said, they've won a championship these last 2 years. They beat the New York Liberty. So we're going to be, you know, talking that and showcasing them and, you know, just talking that story. You know, Kev is the basketball aficionado, so I know he, you know, was really kind of following that story. So we're going to be bringing that to the people this coming Tuesday. And then also the music topic, the album review that me and Kev will be unpacking this week is going to be raw. Going to be called, well, the album is called Raw, and that's a new album by the City Girls. So big shout out to JT, Young Miami. Definitely a dope album, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm gonna give you my quick review. You know, I'm definitely feeling it, man. I just like them chicks, man. They just two raw chicks, man. And this is, I believe, now their fourth album, and I saw them on Drink Champs. They was on Drink Champs probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago. It was just interesting because this is the first time I ever seen them, like, kind of, like, you know, get interviewed, especially JT. So it was just interesting to see, you know, because she was saying that, you know, the first two albums she was really feeling. The last album, the third album, she really wasn't feeling it that much because she was just getting out of jail. You know, she went to jail for, like, scamming and all types of shit. But she had got out, and she said it just took her a while to just get back into the music and get that passion back. And then I saw them, you know, perform at the Hip Hop Awards on BT. I was watching on TV, and I'm like, okay. And then, you know, they followed it up with the album that just dropped this past Friday. But yeah, definitely a dope listen. You know, it's ratchet, but I love the intro. The intro, they just let me know this ain't, you know, if you into this ain't that. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna do is pussy rap. You know what I'm saying? And we're gonna bring it to you. You know what I'm saying? So if you into shit we into, fuck with it, basically. So a couple of highlights, you know, they got some key features on the album. Shout out to Usher. You know, Usher's going to be going to be performing at the Super Bowl. So this is big for them to have an Usher, you know, collab. You never know. He might bring them out at the Super Bowl. That would be dope. And then real quick, not to go off on a tangent, but shout out to Usher too, man. You see how things just align? So Usher's going to be performing at this year's Super Bowl, and this will be the 20th anniversary because by the time the Super Bowl starts, it will be 2024, and this will be the 20th anniversary of Usher's best album, Confessions. You know, I've always been a somewhat Usher fan. You know, he's had songs. You know, he's been consistent, you know, because he's my same age, and he's been making music since he was, like, what, 16? But, you know, Confessions was his, like, creme de la creme. So, you know, it's interesting that it's the 20th anniversary, you know, that came out in 2004. That was basically like my soundtrack, too. 2004, when I was, you know, before I was hashtag happily married man, that was definitely one of my go-tos. But shout out to Usher. But, you know, so shout out City Girls. They got a song with Usher. They got, and I like they got a song with Dirk, Lil Dirk. You know, shout out to Great Lakes by way of Chicago, Lil Dirk. They got a song with Juicy J. They basically redo kind of like International Players. And, you know, that's the Outkast, UGK collab, the Juicy J produced, you know what I'm saying? That was a classic song, like probably the last true Outkast hit before, you know, it seemed like Andre 3000 just retired or whatever. And that was the last, like, official Pimp C before he passed. So that collaboration is just dope. And for Kitty Girls to kind of rework that, you know, and Juicy J to produce that song is dope. Then they got this other, the production is pretty dope, man, because I like how they're taking a lot of, like, songs. You're like, damn, where did I hear that song from? So also, you know, for anybody, Snoop Dogg fans or remembers the Snoop joint called Drop It Like It's Hot, Pharrell did. They kind of reworked that beat, and you know, they just talking their shit on it. Then they got another one, old school, you know, LL Cool J. He had this song called I Need Love. They rework it called I Need a Thug or something, or whatever the case may be. But it's ratchet, you know what I'm saying, because that's their style or whatever. But, you know, I just like artistry, man. So, you know, get it how you live, and they talking that shit, man. So shout out to City Girls. So definitely going to be reviewing that. So, you know, me and Kev will definitely unpack that album, go a little bit more in depth. And then the last topic of the night, like I said, it's going to be like a women's catered show, is the NCAA Top 25 Women's Basketball poll just came out. So I'm like, I became a women's college basketball fan as of last year. So I'm looking forward to, because it was such a great tournament. Big shout out to LSU, Angel Reese. You got the one white girl from Iowa. Her name is Caitlin or whatever, but she's nice. You got this one girl from, or young woman, I should say, from Ohio State. That's going. She was a freshman. She put on last year for O State. Want to see what she does. And then, you know, because it was such a strong tournament, such a you can just see the following. And one thing that I'm going to be talking about, that we're going to be talking about, is I just gave props to the Vegas Aces for winning the women's professional WNBA championship. But women's college hoops is still better, though, you know what I'm saying, than the pros, in my opinion. So I'm going to see what Kev, if he agrees. I don't know if he will agree, but I definitely think so. Because one thing about women's is the reason why I like it, because these women, they're from 18 to 22, so they're all at that age, man. So it's before – you know, you start having kids. Not to say I'm not against kids and nothing like that, but, you know, mostly if they're college athletes and stuff like that, they usually don't have any kids or whatever. So they all got that same age, that kind of PYT kind of age or whatever, and then they just compete, you know what I'm saying, before they go off to the pros and, you know, really start their lifestyles and everything. So that's why I gravitated towards, because I just saw the young energy, man. So, you know, so we're going to be showcasing that, man. Like I said, it's going to be like a women's, you know, just a shout-out to the women's, man. So, because women is definitely doing their thing, a rap tip, basketball tip. So that should be fun. Should be a good conversation. So so we'll definitely get into that. Let me see here. What else, man? So I'm going to stay in the sports report. We're going to shift gears to football real quick. Big shout-out to my Cleveland Browns. And before I get into the Cleveland Browns topic, I'm going to get into one quick topic, man. We got the NBA starting this Tuesday. So a lot of sports, man. So, you know, definitely stay in tune to the world-famous Chop Up, because I'm definitely going to be just unpacking a lot of different sports stories. But one story, and it's going to set it up, because my Cleveland Browns, they played the Indianapolis Colts just earlier today, because, you know, we taped this show live every Sunday. I don't know when you're listening to it, if you're listening to it, you know, during the week, but we tape it live Sunday. So earlier today on Sunday, my Browns went in and in a close game beat the Indianapolis Colts. So for anybody that's been kind of following football and basketball, and I hate to say this because this guy's so young, man, but damn, I'm going to say it anyway, because this is the world-famous Chop Up. I keep it a buck here. So the Indianapolis Colts, their rookie quarterback is a guy named Anthony Richardson. Young guy, man, is coming into the league, out of Florida, too. really, you know, you can see a lot of promise. But football is such a rough and rugged sport that, you know, you got to be built for it, you know. And then so his name is Anthony Richardson. And then you have in basketball, I don't know if it's something with the first name Anthony, but you have Anthony Davis. So shout out to Anthony Davis. Of course, you know, he's with the Lakers, him and LeBron. And Anthony Davis has just been so fragile his whole year. I mean, when he's on, man. He's one of the best, you know, in the league, you know, at this time when he's healthy. But he's definitely, like, so fragile. You know what I'm saying? So the big thing coming into the year, the Lakers are going to go as far as Anthony Davis, you know, because they did win the bubble championship. That's when we had the whole COVID year. And Anthony Richardson because – I'm sorry, Anthony Davis of the Lakers. Because they didn't have to travel as much and everything was down in Orlando and LeBron and him could just be focused. They didn't have to travel. Everything was there. They was able to play extremely great basketball. It was the best that I've ever seen Anthony Davis look, and they won a championship. Now, fast forward to a certain extent, and now the things are back to normal. You're traveling and stuff like that. He hasn't been able to stay healthy since that championship. So it's going to be interesting to see. You know, we had media day a few weeks back because, like I said, everything's revved up. We had preseason this past month, and everything's revved up for the kickoff this Tuesday. And Anthony Davis is going to say – he's saying he's going to try to play the whole 82-game season, which is everybody's just like, whatever. So we'll see. Only time will tell. We'll see what happens. But the Lakers are only going to be as good as Anthony Davis because, you know, LeBron, this is year 21. He ain't young LeBron no more. So I say that to say this. Anthony Richardson from Florida. Rookie quarterback. He's probably young, too, man. He's like probably like 22, 21, 22. Young dude, but he's big, big young dude. So they kind of threw him out to the wolves, man, because they're like, yo, man, this dude is big. He's healthy. Let's get it. And you can see, man, when he's out there playing, he's a dog. But once again, this is the NFL. And you know what I'm saying? It kind of reminds me, because he didn't tear up his knee like RG3 did. But I remember RG3, and shout out to Shaq. I know I'm, like, going back and forth between basketball and football, but they all kind of correlate. And Shaq has this thing when he's on inside the NBA with Charles Barkley, where he says barbecue chicken. And when he says barbecue chicken, that means that's like, you know, somebody that's big, you know, like somebody of Shaq's stature, they got somebody small on them. He's about to, you know, you can't check me. I'm about to just eat. Well, that's the thing. It's a bit different in football. Barbecue chicken in football is when, like, oh, okay, I see you coming through. I'm about to lay the wood. I'm about to pause, but I'm about to hit you. You know what I'm saying? Defensively. You know what I'm saying? Now, of course, football is not as violent as it used to be because, you know, we got the concussion issue and stuff like that. So you got to hit players in a sweet spot. You know, you got to hit them, you know, below the, like, in the chest. And that chest to thigh area, you know, you can't go below the knee, you can't go above the neck. But anything else like that is open season. And quarterbacks, you really can't hit the quarterback like that, you know, especially if the quarterback is in the pocket. Quarterback is a running quarterback and gets out of the pocket, open season as long as you hit him in that sweet spot. So that's basically what's happening with Anthony Richardson, you know, because he's got hurt like three times already this season. And his last one was a season-ending injury. So first time I think he got a concussion, he just kind of came down wrong and, like, bumped his head. You know, I guess he's trying his best. Young dude, you know what I'm saying? And hopefully his career is going to be, you know, good moving forward because he showed a lot of promise. But, you know, this last week I believe it was, he caught it. He was running outside the pocket because he's a big dude, big young dude. But, you know, it came down, and I think he cracked his shoulder, man. So they just broke this dude already, and now he's out for the rest of the season. So I say all that to say this, the Indianapolis Colts, so he's out for the season. So the Colts, they got this backup quarterback. I think his name is Gardner Minshew or whatever, and they played my Cleveland Browns, and My Cleveland Browns has Deshaun Watson. For anybody out there that's following Deshaun Watson, you know, he's a guy with the Houston Texans. He's out of Clemson. With the Houston Texans, you know, he's a veteran now. You know, him and Lamar Jackson are about the same age because they came out around the same time, maybe a year apart or something like that. But the Browns paid him a lot of money to come over to our team or whatever. But of course, he had a lot of allegations because he was doing way too much with massage and all this other stuff. So, you know, finally got suspended for like basically half the year last season. So we really couldn't get a gauge on, you know, what he was about this year. And everybody gave him the pass as far as Browns fans. But this year, it's time for him to show and prove. And he's been lackluster. And I was a big-time Deshaun Watson fan. And I'm just wondering, man, because I'm like, when are we going to get that Deshaun Watson? Because, dude, you've had all the time in the world to get right. It just seemed like he's just been off this whole season. So he's was just coming back from injury where they got doctors cleared him to play, but he said he couldn't play because he had some type of a torn rotator cuff or whatever. I don't know. But anyway, he came back. He didn't play last week. And quarterback, his name is something Walker, came in. We beat the San Francisco 49ers in Cleveland in the Great Lakes, gave the 49ers their first loss of the season. So then while I was out to dinner with my wife last night, I was watching, we went to Applebee's. Shout out to Applebee's, man, by the way, too. The Dollarita, that shit was cool, man. Good time, man. The Applebee's at Barclays Center, basically, in downtown Brooklyn, man. It's a nice spot if you're in New York and you just want an affordable meal, like a good atmosphere, watch some games. Anyway, so as we're eating, I saw, Deshaun Watson's cleared to play. You know what I'm saying? Well, he's taking it day by day. We'll see. So he played earlier in the game, got hurt. But luckily, you know, our backup quarterback, I don't even know his name, man. I think his name, I don't know. I have to get the name for next week. That's how under the radar he's been. But his last name is Walker. So my Browns, you know, we won. So now we're 4-2. So big shout out to Cleveland. Doing our thing. Miles Garrett has been beasting. You know, Miles Garrett is our star defensive player. He had a monster game, like 2 strip sacks. He's the best, one of the best defensive players I've seen since Bruce Smith, who was like a big-time defensive end for the Buffalo Bills back in the early 90s. That Buffalo Bills team that went to like 4 straight Super Bowls. Unfortunately, they lost all 4 Super Bowls, but great team nonetheless. But so shout out to my Browns getting that win. So, you know, I know I was kind of going in and, you know, off on a tangent and talking a lot of stuff about that, man. But I was happy that we got that win. So let me see here. So that's it as far as that. And then lastly, you know, I'm really excited to bring this next kind of feature. I kind of premiered this on last Tuesday's edition of the World Famous Chop Up. So I've got this thing that I've been doing, that me and Kev Herb has been doing, is called the Great Lakes Division. And I've talked about this on the show a few times, but, you know, we have the Great Lakes Division in football. And, you know, basically, not to over talk it a little bit, but to sum it up, football, the cities, is all of the cities in the Great Lakes, this close to the lake, basically, close to the different lakes in the Great Lakes. So we have Chicago, we have Detroit, we have Cleveland, and we have Buffalo in football. Basketball, we have, once again, we have Cleveland, we have Detroit, we have, Chicago, Cleveland, Detroit, and Toronto in basketball. So those are cities that will be representing the Great Lakes. And then hockey. Yes, I said hockey. Basically, this is cool because hockey is different. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's not too many black people to play hockey or whatever. Not too many black people. No black people to cover hockey. And if you look at any of the stands, there's not too many black people in the stands. We just don't really – I don't know. It's just hockey. It's just, I don't know, maybe it's kind of expensive to kind of learn and get the proper uniform, and maybe in your city where you're from, they don't have hockey teams and stuff like that. So maybe that's the reason why you haven't seen too many people play hockey. But I've always had a fandom of hockey, man, because I just like the ruggedness of hockey, man. I like the fact that you can fight, you know what I'm saying? And I just like it. You know, soccer, not my thing. You know, I respect it as like the first sport I ever played when I was a kid, because you could just put a ball and kick it into the goal, and easiest game to learn. But hockey, similar to soccer, but hockey's on ice. You know, you got your hockey stick, you know, you're trying to score with the hockey puck or whatever. But it's just a bruiser game. And, you know, I love the fact that it's like United States and Canada, like we got these different teams and stuff like that. And I love like the cold weather cities that have hockey teams, man. It's just rugged, man. So anyway, showcasing the Great Lakes Division as far as hockey. So now, just to tell you those teams. So that's the Chicago Blackhawks. That's the Detroit Red Wings. Cleveland, we don't have a team. You know, I've always liked hockey because, you know, the high school that I attended to in Cleveland, you know, they had a hockey team, and it was just always cool just, you know, seeing hockey, you know, back in the day. But we never had a professional team. So Columbus, they have a team, but that's Central Ohio, so that doesn't count as the Great Lakes. So anyway, but we do got, like I said, Chicago Blackhawks, we got the Detroit Red Wings, and then Buffalo. We got the Buffalo Sabres, and then we got the Toronto Maple Leafs. So that's how I'm filtering my hockey through those four teams. So I just been starting to keep up with it. But they got some cool storylines, man. So shout out to I was watching one of the Blackhawks highlights, but their number one pick is a guy named Connor Bedard, who's you know, he seems like he's going to be the next dude, you know what I'm saying, as far as, like, they had their opening game against the Pittsburgh Penguins. And what's the Pittsburgh guy? Damn, man, why am I losing the train of thought? I didn't write his name down. Damn. You know, of course they had Mario Lemieux back in the day. Crosby is his last name. What's his first name? Can't even think of his first name. But anyway, Crosby has been like the big time player. He's like basically the LeBron James of hockey. And you know, he went against this new number one pick just for the Blackhawks, man. So it's just gonna be interesting to see just that storyline and how that progresses and stuff like that, man. So I'm just really excited to talk some hockey, man. I like just doing things that's different, going against the grain, and filling the void that's not there. So so look forward to me, you know, talking some hockey, man. So for the few listeners that might be into that, you know what I'm saying, I'm definitely going to bring that to you live and direct a little bit more as this season progresses. So once again, this has been the World Famous Chopper. So I've talked my ish long enough. I don't want to get cut off. So, you know, just to sum it up, big shout out to Black for her tonight. You know, at what point does self-love become selfish? We definitely ran it down for the people and gave both of our point of views, man. I thought it was a nice, healthy conversation. Big shout out to me for the World Famous Chopper. As always, if you want to put a face with a voice, follow me on IG. That's Mo Benz, MOBINNS. Just keep it respectful. And then definitely follow the Twitter page, Real Adult Talk. We spell talk, TAWK. Of course, we put that country twang on it. I'm always going to keep it thorough and crunk on there. So you're going to get all types of ish, man. But you're going to get me in my rawest form as far as thoughts. So definitely, you know, pull that up and make that a follow. So until next week, everybody be safe. Signing off. Peace. Peace.